Everybody is born in this earth with a gift. A God-given gift meant to serve humanity and promote you to places of influence. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston invite you to the 2017 Missions and Marketplace Conference, presented by the Joseph Business School, hosted by Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd. Mark your calendars for 2 days of workshops and masterclasses uniquely designed to challenge, inspire, and empower you for greatness. Speakers include top business and ministry leaders. Discover how to reshape the culture of the marketplace by bridging your gift with your faith. Register today. For more information, visit mm.billwinston.org. The 2017 Missions and Marketplace Conference, presented by JBS, is your answer for success.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
You come in this world born blind. And now you come in here and get Jesus in your life. And once you were blind, now you can see. Jesus came to bring life. Satan came to rob you of it. Say amen to that. So the way that he steals, for the most part, is to keep you from knowledge. To keep you from knowledge. When you do have knowledge, or revelation knowledge, you can see things. Revelation is nothing but a mind that's renewed to the word. It's revealed knowledge. It's light from the word of God. Say amen to that. All right. Now, what we said is that why is some of this not working? And we said because, one, it hadn't been taught. But the other reason why is because it hadn't been believed. And what you have to do is you have to prosper your soul. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy," what? "Even as thy soul prospers." So God wants to prosper your soul. Now, reading this word is one thing, but believing this word is something totally different. Say amen to that. Now, you can say, "I read this thing, you know, I read it, and, yeah, God, he's so forth and so on." But just let trouble come. If you panic, your soul is not renewed. I'll try this side. You talk about, "Yeah, I got all of this." But when trouble comes, and if you panic, then it means that that is not, your mind has not yet been renewed. So we got to renew this, because every situation or condition, when your mind is renewed, you answer it with the word. One more time. Every situation that comes in your life, if your mind is renewed, you will answer it with the word of God. The word of God has the power to fulfill itself. Boy, it is good preaching I'm preaching up here. It's got the power to fulfill itself. What it needs you to do is release it. See, the blessing knows what to do, but you got to speak it. Now, we're going to get there in just a minute. So my soul must prosper. Why? Because what I said is that you were designed in the beginning that your body repair itself. Now, you know that anyway, because when you're, like I said, taking a shower or whatever have you, or one of the reasons people use a bath cloth is sometimes to, it's kind of a scrubber. It scrubs the dead cells and so forth off your face or whatever have you. And why? Because that stuff is dying. And so you get the dead part off so the living part can stay on. Got it? So if you check the water in the shower or the bathtub and put it on the microscope, you see a lot of dead cells. Why? Because your cells are constantly reproducing. Now think about that. If that's constantly reproducing, why can't a kidney part constantly reproduce? Why can't, you follow what I'm saying? Well, it can for you, because in your spirit is the Holy Spirit. He says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Create means to bring forth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Got it? Now, and they tell me the Hebrew translation says, light be, light was. Now, where did light come from? Came from inside of God. Got it? And he spoke it out. Got it? And the word carried it to its destiny, where the Holy Spirit was hovering, waiting on the word, because his job is to manifest the word. Got it? Now, this is chaos on the earth before God spoke. And everything got rearranged. The word did the work. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with who? God. And the word was who? God. He said, the same was in the beginning with who? God. All things were made by who? Him. Him who? God. God who? The Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14, please. And the Word was made flesh. Let me give you a translation. You ready? The Word took flesh. Got it? And dwelt among us. The Word took flesh. The Word takes stuff. So, as we look at this, my soul must prosper. So I showed you over in Psalm chapter 139, verse 14, he talked about praise first. I will praise thee. Now, we said that praise, it's like taking your finger and sticking it down the devil's throat and make him spit up your stuff. Come on, let's just praise him just a minute. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Devil, spit my stuff up. Praise you, Lord. Spit up these people's stuff in Jesus' name. Hey, praise. Give it up, devil, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Woo! He says, for I am fearfully yet wonderfully made. Now, those are not just flowery words. Those are not just words using trying to be cute and so forth. These are powerful words. Because you got God's DNA. You were made like him. He put him in you. And marvelous are thy works. That's not just some flowery, folks. You get a meditate that and get a revelation of it. It's going to talk about you and how you are so well. I mean, one of the reasons why you pay more price for one car than you do for another is because it's better made. Come on. I mean, you can get a very cheap car and then you get a Bentley or Rolls Royce. I don't know whether you've ever ridden in one before. Let me look on this side. I don't know whether you've ever ridden in one before. But my point to you, you wait till you ride and you can feel the quality. You close that door, you can feel it, man. You sit in that seat, it's sure, because it's more quality. Well, think about how high higher quality you are than a Rolls Royce. You're way up here. And the enemy has talked people into shooting one another as if they have no value at all. That's the deception of the devil. But we're here now. We're going to put a stop to that. Okay? So my soul prospers. So it was meant that the word of God, which is a power of God, brings the power of God into your spirit. And faith always comes out of your spirit, not out of your head. And through that, it's got to come through your soul. Got to come through your mind, will, emotions, intellect, and imagination. And if you don't will to let God come through your soul, he won't come through. If you don't allow him to heal you, he can't heal you because he won't violate your will. So I got to make sure my soul is lined up with my spirit. And the way I do that is called meditating the word of God. That's one way of doing it, of course. Okay. Now, and then, so now it prospers my body. So God said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23 that he pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. So we said you're supposed to live to 120 and you're supposed to go out of here with all your faculties working and everything just working just fine. Say amen to that. All right. Now, we have promises from God, and those found, we said, in Revelation chapter 5, and this is our inheritance package that he has in verse 12. And we just look at that and read it. And he says, saying with a loud voice, words of the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. Now, Lamb that was slain. Let's stop there. That's redemption. You have been redeemed. Now, what does that mean? That means that everything that you deserved, Jesus took it. The Bible says he who knew no sin was made to be sin. Over in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, he talks about cursed is everyone that what? Hangeth on a tree. So he became the curse for you. So when I read the curses over here, he took them. He took every one of them so that you don't need to take them. Well, the Lord is trying to teach me something. No, the devil's trying to kill you. Okay? So my point to you is I don't need to do that. I don't need to let the enemy rob me of my rights. So put that Revelation chapter 5, verse 12 up there one more time, please. We have received power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and what else? And blessings. So this is not something we're going to receive. We already have this. Now we've got to manifest it. We've got to get this in our lives. We've got to believe what God said about it. Now, the thing about it, this blessing is that you have to embrace this blessing and that God wanted you to go into the world and take up where Adam left off. See, it wasn't meant that you stay behind four walls and talk about how good God is. It's meant that you stay behind the walls just to get yourself empowered, meaning that you get the word so that you can have faith so that you can go back out there and do what God has called you to do. Say amen to that. All right. Now, what you see is what God delivers. What you see is what God delivers. Now, when I say that, I mean, he said in Genesis in chapter 13 and verse 14, he says, the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it into thy seed forever. So what did I say? I said that God, what you see, God delivers. So I got to make sure I see it. Now, is he talking about with my natural eyes? No. He's talking about with my spiritual eyesight. So what I can see, God will deliver. Now, what do I see? What I believe. You are designed to believe what you see. You are designed to believe what you see. So when you see something, you can go there. Boy, you got to come over here. You can go there. See, with the heart, man, what? Believes. See, if thou can't believe, all things are possible. See, if I could just see it. So it would be just like the devil to stop me from seeing something. And when you and I were born into this world, we were born blind. Now somebody said, well, what are you talking about there? No, no. Everybody's born blind. Why? Because everybody came from Adam. And when Adam sinned in the garden, he went blind. Now his eyes were open, but he couldn't see. All right, I'm going to work this thing down here. 2 Kings, please, in chapter 6. Over in 2 Kings chapter 6, this is when the prophet was surrounded by Assyrian soldiers, and they came by night to surround him. Now, why? Because he was giving away secrets as to which way the Syrian army was going to attack Israel. Now, how did he know that? God was telling him. What does God speak to? He speaks to your spirit. So God speaks to your spirit and tells you secret stuff. Amen. And you can ask him just about anything. You know, ask him, is this the man? But no, no. Let me stay with this right here. Come on. Let me stay with this here. So they were surrounded. Any enemy came by night and surrounded them. Look at verse 15:15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen up early, he went forth, and behold, the host compassed the city. These are soldiers, Syrian soldiers, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Notice what he's doing. Panicking. Mind not renewed. So you panic. Now, what is panic? It's a disguised fear. What does fear do? Connects you with death. So you do not want to fear. Say, I will not. From this day, fear anything in the name of Jesus. Now, fear of the Lord is not terror. Fear of the Lord is reverent respect. You don't get rid of something because you're tired of it. The devil's too clever for that. You get rid of something because you got the word to drive it out. Look at verse 16. And he answered, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The servant saw Syrians. Right? They were physically, they could physically be seen. But the prophet saw angels. Now this, I know it sounds like I've said this before, but you got to get this. Because if you can see your help, folks, you will talk different. You will act different. See, just because you come to church don't mean your eyes are open. That's why you can tell when somebody's eyes are not open, they don't go anywhere. I'm not talking about anybody. You don't go anywhere. You're at the same place this year as you're going to be last year or next year or whatever have you. I'm going somewhere. Look what he says here. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, do what? Open his eyes. Wait a minute. Weren't his eyes already open that he saw the soldiers? No. That was his natural eyes. Those are the same eyes that Eve and Adam got opened when they fell. Once they fell, they got blinded to the spirit and they could see with their natural. I'm telling you that you come in this world born blind. And now you come in here and get Jesus in your life. And once you were blind, now you can see. amen to this? That he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. Watch this. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, smite this people with blindness. And they smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. Look how he used invisible resources to protect him against thousands of soldiers. One man defeated every one of them. Then he took them down there, gave them something to eat, and then told the Lord, open their eyes, and asked the Lord to open their eyes. He opened their eyes, and he sent them on back home. Boy, that is the way to fight. I said, that is the way to fight. All right, let's keep dealing with this, because what you see is what God delivers. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1. And Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1, look what he says here. Now, you remember now, I got to restore my soul. And Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said, Joshua, see, I have given into your hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Now, let me ask you, did Joshua take Jericho? Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Did God deliver Jericho into his hand?
Yes.
Could Joshua see the victory?
Yes.
See, you got to see the victory before God can deliver you. Man, come on. Whatever, wherever you're going with God, you got to see it first. Seeing is believing. Well, I trust that you were blessed by today's powerful teaching. Now, I'd like to take this time to thank all of our partners for your faithful prayers and financial support. Together, we are obeying God's great commission. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I encourage those of you who are not partnering with us to be a part of this wonderful work. I mean, God is really blessing this ministry. We are going to the nations of the earth, bringing souls in that probably could never have been reached unless we went. It's a powerful work, and we'd like you to join us. It reminds me of the law of association. It's amazing what happened with Lot as he followed his uncle Abraham. It says the Bible talks about God called Abraham. He said, come out from your kindred and your kind, from the place where you are in the land of Ur. This is Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Into a land that I'm going to show you. I'll bless you, make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. I'll bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. And in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And so Abraham departed, and Lot with him. Lot was his nephew. He didn't call Lot. But Lot followed Abraham. And because he followed Abraham, in Genesis chapter 13, it said that Abraham was rich. It got very rich. And then it also said that Lot got rich as well. Now, what did he do? He just followed him. What was he doing? It was a law of association. You see, sometimes you can be associated with somebody that's blessed, and you'll get blessed yourself. Look at Luke chapter 5. That's the same thing that happened, really, basically, over in Luke chapter 5, where Peter was a fisherman. He had been out all night and caught nothing, washing his net. And then what happened? He came, Jesus asked to use his boat. And he said, yes. And Jesus got in the boat and said, push out from the land. And Jesus sat down and began to teach the people out of the boat. Well, then, once he had finished, he asked Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Now, what draught? It's a great increase. Peter said, Lord, we've fished all night and caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, I'll launch out. And when he did it, he caught a boat-sinking, net-breaking load of fish. And here's what he did next. He called for his partners because he couldn't hold all of them. And his partners, God bless, they filled their boats up and they almost began to sink. What am I saying to you? I'm saying, look how God blesses me. And as you're partnering with me or associated with the ministry by sowing and praying for us, look what he'll do for you. It's called the law of association. You can even work it on the negative side. The Bible says, don't even hang around with an angry man or you'll become angry yourself. So let me tell you, we believe the word of God. We're doing what God has called us to do. And as you're associated with us through partnership, through your giving, through your faith, guaranteed some of that blessing will spill right over on you. So we want you to become a partner with us today. How do you do it? Call us or go online and sign up today. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you, and we want you to keep walking by faith.
Renew your mind to believe and see all that God has promised for you in Dr. Winston's series, Living Large, Volume 2. To order your copy of this powerful message on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at billwinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327. As your spiritual eyes are enlightened and your soul prospers, wisdom, health, wealth, and so much more will come into focus so you can reach the destiny God has planned for you. Order this powerful series, Living Large, Volume 2, today.
Deep within you, there is a call to lead. Distractions have tried to bury it. Criticism has tried to smother it. But the call remains. And now it's time. Become an entrepreneur. God is awakening the call again. Answer it. Take a leap of faith. It's time for you to change the story. Not just for you, but for your neighborhood, your community, your city, your world.
At Joseph Business School, we are here to equip you, to guide you, to empower you, to step into the call that God has given you.
It's time to launch out. Begin a new story. The call is clear. The time is now. Become an entrepreneur.
Everybody is born in this earth with a gift. A God-given gift meant to serve humanity and promote you to places of influence. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston invite you to the 2017 Missions and Marketplace Conference, presented by the Joseph Business School, hosted by Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois. Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd. Mark your calendars for 2 days of workshops and masterclasses uniquely designed to challenge, inspire, and empower you for greatness. Speakers include top business and ministry leaders. Discover how to reshape the culture of the marketplace by bridging your gift with your faith. Register today. For more information, visit mm.billwinston.org. The 2017 Missions and Marketplace Conference, presented by JBS, is your answer for success. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.